Our next guest on The World Today scored a goal. Not just any goal. After seeing it, I know why they call soccer the beautiful game. Stephanie Roach plays soccer for the French professional team ASPTT Albi. She's also a member of Ireland's women's national soccer squad. But this week, it was that goal Roach scored that put her in the headlines. She's one of three players shortlisted for FIFA's 2014 Goal of the Year Award. You'll see it in the clip, which we've posted at PRI.org. Stephanie's back is to the goal. She gets a cross from the sidelines. She pops the ball up with her right foot and still in the air, that ball, another tap with her left. And then she swings around, still with her back to the goal, and just drills it in again with her left foot into the upper corner of the net. There is no stopping that, I can tell you. Stephanie Roach joins me now. Congratulations on making the shortlist of FIFA's Goal of the Year. Were you surprised, Stephanie?
Thank you very much. I had kind of forgotten about the goal a little bit, and it was just a surprise that that FIFA had recognised it and put it up against some of the best goals of the year that were scored in World Cups and stuff like that. As I said, I'm just happy that my goal has been recognised by FIFA and that a lot of people have been voting for it. It makes me happy.
How could you forget about it?
I don't mean forget about it. I mean, it's always going to be something. It's been a big part of my career so far. A lot of things happened around the goal. When it first went viral, it was crazy. But I think it happened the kind of last year pretty much. And I've just moved to France, as you said, and I'm playing football over here. So I was trying to concentrate on that.
Yeah, well, it is on YouTube for posterity, and over 3 million people have viewed it. There's something interesting, though, that I'd like to point out. And we can hear it in that video. Let's hear the sound first of the crowd cheering your goal. Okay, a few hand claps there. Now, here's the Netherlands' Robin van Persie scoring against Spain in the 2014 World Cup, and he's also on the short list. All right, and the crowd goes wild. So van Persie and Colombia's Jaimes Rodriguez are the other two people on the short list for Goal of the Year. The goal we just heard by van Persie was, of course, at this year's World Cup. Your goal, though, was witnessed by less than 100 people. What is it like for you to be up against these two World Cup stars?
The Puskás Award is given to the most beautiful goal of the year, and it doesn't say what competition it has to be, and it just, as long as it's a footballing goal. And I'd like to think that people will view my goal as a beautiful goal and not really think about the competition or the teams that it was against.
Right. The Puskás Award is the name of this Goal of the Year Award. It may not be surprising to you to get a goal that beautiful and not hear much applause, but I'm just wondering what you think it says about women's soccer, even though it's made such huge strides in the past 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, women's football has been on the rise, as you said, particularly for me, for the last 5 years in Ireland. It's got so much more attention, and I think there's just so much more that needs to be done. There are a lot of women across the world who score good goals week in, week out that go unnoticed because they aren't videoed or people don't get to see it. So I think it might give people an extra push to maybe go and want to watch a women's game, or media outlets to maybe get involved and try video these games and give women a little bit of exposure.
So it's you, Stephanie, up against van Persie and Rodriguez from Colombia, and the public votes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Very cool. All right, well, we've got all three goals of the shortlisted nominees, including Stephanie's, at PRI.org. Stephanie Roach, thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you very much.